I can send him to go get his new motorcycle. You're going to, well, at least you'll have something to teach him. He'll be graduated. Mm-hmm. The weather will be nice. You'll get that up and running. It'll give you something to do. It'll give us something to ride. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, then he gets to train on his, for that fat boy.
You mean after he learns to ride a Kawasaki for a season?
Yes. I want that done this year.
Okay.
Because if he gets a job...
Well, if I don't get the title to it, ain't nothing happening. I'll strip that motherfucker down for parts, and I'll sell it all to Jim over to Cycle Tech.
Well, that's... You're a horrible individual.
I'll sell the Honda, and then we'll buy him another motorcycle. Buy him a Sportster or something that can ride.
So, are you going to try and fix that bike at all?
Which one?
The one that...
Yeah, I was going to take it over to Jim's, but if I don't get a title to it, I ain't going to stick no money in it.
I see what you're saying.
If I don't get the title in the next month...
Then we'll just strip it apart.
I'll take a torch and cut that fucking frame up. Say, well, it was junk. Send it to Bear. The rest of the bike will go to Jim for parts. Well, either that, I'll just sell the bike to Jim for parts. He can cut up the frame and do whatever he wants.
No, you do it. It'll mean more to you if you cut it all up maliciously and say, fuck you,
Jim. Here, Jim, strip all the parts off of it you need.
And then give me the rest. And then
give me the frame.
Yep.
I'll take it and cut it up with a torch.
Because you never know. To me, he probably won't. He'd want it back. But I don't think he'd want it back, because once you see it, you're going to realize it needs work. I think it needs work.
So what you're saying is he's going to pull that Dan Greer thing on yes. and say, well, this is good enough for you, Larry.
Right. That's exactly what I'm thinking. But I am going to hit your mother hard when she gets home. I'm going to nail his ass. I'm going to dig his grave deeper. I am going to dig his grave. And you know what? I will make her feel bad.
You won't have to try too hard.
I'm not going to help her. We're done. He was standing there looking at the motorcycle. Like staring at it.
Like he doesn't know what to do with it.
Yes.
Give me the title, asshole.
I'm serious. He was just like looking, you know, bending down, looking at it. Like, what, did you break it, and now you're giving it to us?
Well, you said the carburetors have never been right on it. Dad could never get them right either. But I know Jim can, because Jim knows what the fuck to do with them. I know what to do with them, too, but the problem is Jim has the tools, and I don't.
So, yeah, I would say within 30 days. Give him 30 days. If you don't have the title in it, you might as well start stripping it apart, because then it'll be next year. It's already going to be riding season. Yeah.
And then take all that money, plus a little out of my pocket, and go buy Christopher like a Sportster on 883.
Yeah, we can do that for 2,000.
Because it physically would fit him. And it has enough power to do the job. And it's not overpowered.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's a good idea. You know what? This reminds me of when we videotaped my dad.
What?